This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The sounds of North Carolina music are many and varied. Here's just a short sample.
Carolina girl, Carolina girl, best in the world.
Just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running, oh yeah, baby, to see you again.
I'm gonna write a song that the whole wide world can sing. It's gonna be about sunshine and praise every living thing. It's gonna be about love, the one thing the world needs a lot more of. I'm gonna write a song.
All right, so there you have it, the chairman of the board, the North Carolina version, not that guy from New Jersey, James Taylor, Andy Griffith, Thelonious Monk, and Ben Folds, and that's just a very small cross-section of musicians who have at one point in their careers claimed North Carolina as home. You can see just how rich North Carolina's musical heritage is when you visit the newly opened North Carolina Music Hall of Fame in Kannapolis. Eddie Ray helped get the museum off the ground, and he's with me on the phone right now. Hi, Eddie.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, and I know this has been a long time in the making. Tell us about this museum and how it got started.
Well, the museum started originally in Thomasville, I think in the 1990s. We have just reactivated it, started it here in Kannapolis as of June the 1st of this year.
That sounds great. And tell us a little bit about Mike Kerb, because I know he's part of this as well.
Yes, Mike Kerb he owns a record company in Nashville called Kerb Records, but he's been in the music business for about 45 years and has tremendous success with a lot of different artists. And he also is a philanthropist. This was a thing of love that he wanted to become involved in.
And it's an important thing for you as well. And you were in the record business, worked for Capitol for a long time.
Right. I started with an independent label called Imperial Records, where my main artists were Fats Domino and Rick Nelson.
Wow. And you had them on Imperial. And then you moved on to Capitol?
Yes, I went to Capitol and to MGM.
Yeah. So tell us about your interest because the music legends in North Carolina, I mean, the list is huge.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
It's and yet there's no real Hall of Fame here.
No. And this is the thing Mike and I were discussing. I'm originally from North Carolina, and we were discussing that Mike has a museum here in Kannapolis with auto museum. He's in NASCAR racing also. And we thought this would be an excellent place to have the museum in conjunction with the research center that David Murdoch is building here in Kannapolis.
So tell us, because I know you've just gotten started now, describe the Hall of Fame for us now.
Well, presently we have exhibits with a lot of artists, including Randy Travis, Benny King, John Coltrane, and we have Chairman of the Board,
mm-hmm.
Victoria Living God, Ben Folds, Five Royals, Earl Scruggs, host of other artists.
And that's just the first round now. What are the criteria for...
The criteria is that there must be a native of North Carolina or spend a significant amount of time here during their careers. And they must have recorded a record or a performance or made contributions on a national level.
All right. Well, I guess that's why a guy like Randy Travis would qualify. I want to hear just a little bit of Randy right now, and then we can talk a little bit more about him.
If I told you that I realize you're all I ever wanted, and it's killing me to be so far away, would you tell me that you love me too, and would we cry together? Or would you simply laugh at me and say,
I sure know the name Randy Travis. Tell us a little bit about him and his relationship to North Carolina.
Well, you know, he's from North Carolina and has spent most of his career here in North Carolina. And I think he even started in the Charlotte area and eventually, of course, had some hit records out of Nashville. Now he's a real star.
He's a pretty big name. A name that maybe a few people know, but not so many, is one of the big band leaders.
Kay Kaiser, huh?
Kay Kaiser. Tell us a little bit about him.
Well, I remember Kay when I was in high school. That dates me, of course.
Yeah.
Way back in the early 40s. He was a big band leader, nationally known band leader. And I think he started his band at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. He had his own radio show, and he was among the band leaders that were very popular during those days, like Glenn Miller, Benny Goodman. And so he was a huge, huge star.
Kay Kaiser.
Now a husband and his wife at the start of married life are as happy as pigs in clover.
But when a month or two elapse, why do they have scrap?
Cause then the honeymoon is over.
Why does everybody shout with joy when girl meets boy? Do you know? Does anybody know the answer?
Yeah! The answer is love.
There's Kay Kaiser. We heard Randy Travis. You've got Charlie Daniels, who are all from North Carolina. Not everybody's in the hall yet. I know you're going to have succeeding classes. Thelonious Monk, you can see how widespread the music is. We haven't even gotten to gospel yet and blues. It's quite a variety, isn't it?
Oh, yes. In fact, if you have a moment, we are having initial induction of the new activated North Carolina Music Hall of Fame on October the 3rd here in Kannapolis. And could I give you just a few of the names that is in this class of 2009?
Oh, yeah, please do.
The live performing artists are Randy Travis, Benny King, Roberta Flack, Earl Scruggs, James Taylor, and George George Benson, that's the jazz guy.
Mm-hmm.
The guy from Kannapolis.
George Clinton.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're honoring 9 deceased performing artists from North Carolina. John Coltrane, Thelonious Monk, Nina Simone, Max Roach, Clyde McFadder, 5 Royals, Wilbur Harrison, and Johnny Bristow, and Kate Smith. The non-performing artist will be Johnny Grant, who was the originator of the Hollywood Walk of Fame and was a very, very important radio broadcaster and disc jockey in Los Angeles for many, many years. He's a graduate of, he is from North Carolina and from Goldsboro, North Carolina.
And you mentioned non-performing, and I think that's an important part of this, Ed,
right,
is that we're going to have people in the record industry or who one way or another may not have been artists themselves but promoted the music.
Absolutely.
And that includes Eddie Ray.
Well,
I know you don't want to talk about this, Eddie, but you are rightfully, I think, inducted into the hall yourself.
Well, thank you very much, yes. Well, I've spent 60 years in the business, and I've had a little success, I imagine.
I guess
I've worked with some very, very important artists during my time, and I also signed the rock group from England, the Pink Floyd Capital.
When you talk about signing a group like that, and you mentioned earlier Fats Domino and Ricky Nelson,
right.
What does it mean to sign? How competitive was it back
they
then?
They became the exclusive
right.
artist for that particular record company.
But we've seen so many changes now in the recording industry.
Oh, yeah.
And I wonder how competitive it was. I mean, were there sort of five record companies at their door saying, you know, well, here's, I'll give you the keys to the Cadillac if you sign now? And how competitive was it? How difficult was it to sign some of the artists once they'd really gotten a name?
Well, it's still very difficult, but it's more difficult for the artist to find a label.
Mm-hmm.
When I was most active in my career, there were many, many independent labels, but that day is gone. And now 95% of all the recorded music is handled by four or five at most major record companies.
Right, but you see a lot of people now, because of the Internet, they can get their word out there themselves. They're almost doing a lot of
self-publishing.
Absolutely,
and that will probably be that's the future.
So what was it like? What were some of the most, the biggest stars, or I would say some of the most exciting talents that you signed, people whose story, if only they knew, they'd have a lot more respect for maybe?
That's hard to tell. I had a good relationship with several artists. I enjoyed working with all of them, but especially I spent a lot of time with Fats Domino, also with Rick Nelson when he was young, when he was 16 years of age. You remember the Ozzy and Harriet TV show.
Mm-hmm. Hard to know how he was even conceived because, you know, it was they had separate beds, didn't they, Ozzy and Harriet?
Right.
So those were the days. Well, that was the thing, too. Talk about promoting those albums and records. And you were the guy who said that Fats Domino was the first crossover artist before there was such a thing.
Well, that's what I think. I promoted Fats Domino at radio stations and in areas of the country where few R&B artists were promoted at that particular time, like in Provo, Utah, and he was on every truck, on the jukeboxes of every truck stop in America,
yeah.
And he and Chuck Berry, of course, was the second one.
So how important is it to North Carolinians to have this Hall of Fame?
I think it's one. For an example, there was a guy named Clyde McFadder, who was a lead singer of a very popular group in during the 50s named the Drifters.
Mm-hmm.
Clyde had a lot of hits. So when I contacted his daughter, who will be here, she was absolutely thrilled, even though he's already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, he's in the Music Songwriters Hall of Fame in New York. She was thrilled because this was the first time his native state had ever honored him.
And Benny King also sang with the Drifters. I think we have a clip of Benny King.
Yeah. Benny King we're inducting him also on October the 3rd.
Well, let's hear a little bit of him with the Drifters.
Magic moment.
Benny King, just one of the inductees and members of the North Carolina Hall of Fame. Now, is it an educational museum, or is it mostly artifacts and memorabilia?
at the moment, it's artifacts and memorabilia, but it will be educational shortly.
All right, give us the hours.
The hours are from 10 to 12 and from 2 to 4, Monday through Fridays. But we'll open up after hours and on weekends by appointments.
We're looking forward to it, Eddie, and we know it's going to grow, and we thank you for helping getting it started.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much for getting us story out to the public.
Our pleasure. Eddie Ray, Operations Director of the North Carolina Music Hall of Fame in Kannapolis. And that's the state of things for today. Thanks for listening. If you have a comment about the show or want to hear an archived edition of a past program, go to our website, stateofthings.org. State of Things is produced by Lindsay Thomas and Amber Nimix. Robin Copley is our technical director. The managing editor is Katie Barron. Susan Davis is our senior producer. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow.